we're still on the hearing for Mr. Johnny Medina, ABC number. 046969, we're going back on record at this time, Mr. Phillips.
Sir, parole officer Mardell Phillips. I was unable to get ahold of anyone with sex offender compliance unit. However, I would like to read the intro to condition number 13 and then apply it to the offender's case. Offenders under supervision of the Arizona Department of Corrections shall be required to agree to the following conditions of supervision. If sex offender conditions apply, must have been convicted of a registrable, notifiable sex offense. Johnny Medina is on the sex offender registry list. And it is under 13. Hold up here. 13-1304, which was the kidnapping. And it states kidnapping pursuant to section 13-1304 if the victim is under the age of 18 years of age and kidnapping was not committed by the child's parent. So I would just like to keep in mind that Johnny Medina is on the sex offender registry list. He did sign the sex offender conditions supervision, January 10, 2018.
What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the ASRS, it's in section 13-3821.
The condition they signed.
It's in the warrant as an exhibit. It is part of the warrant under conditions of supervision and release. It is after his home arrest conditions supervision that he signed. Right before his special conditions, under condition 13.
Of which letter?
It's just the introduction to the condition 13. I'm basically stating that individuals on the sex offender registry that signed the sex offender conditions. His victim was under the age of 18, which was a minor. He is on the sex offender registry. At that time, he applied those conditions of supervision. He signed them January 10th of 2018. His case was reviewed by the sex offender compliance unit as well as two supervisors who at that time assessed the case and they imposed these conditions of supervision.
What are we waiting on now, Mr. Phillips?
I think that he was able to get a hold of the statutes and some of the conditions that we have included in the warrant on the sex offenders application that it was signed. He was not able to contact anyone in the sex offenders. Compliance. So he was going to contact them to get some information. Like we just had a point at this time just to go ahead and continue with all of the information that we have included in it. Did you have any objection to us continuing? We do have that information. Sir, is that a response?
I'm fine with that, sir.
Yeah.
think Mr. Hamm wanted to say something, then I think we need to just continue.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Donna Hamm. Parole Officer Phillips has just made exactly my point. In the Betts case, the statement at the top of condition number 13 is a blanket statement. It says that anyone who's registrable will be supervised under sex offender conditions. That is not an individualized accounting. It's a blanket policy, and that's not permitted under Betts. They cannot automatically assume that everyone who must register is also going to be supervised as a sex offender. That's a blanket policy, and that's not permitted. He wasn't able to get the hold of the whatever they call the unit, the sex offender unit, because it would be interesting to know if they did, in fact, and he doesn't know, he's assuming that they reviewed the case, but it would be interesting to know if they did review the case, under what exact circumstances that did they decide that Mr. Medina had sex offender characteristics which needed to be supervised in the community.
Ms. Hamm, I think all of us here on the board are in agreement that we need to get some legal advice. It's clear that what you're stating, that regardless that those conditions were illegally imposed, and we may not all be in agreement whether they were illegally imposed or not, but certainly we're not their attorneys, and we do need to get some legal advice in reference to that. So I'm going to go ahead and move to continue this case based on the information that we actually have, so that we can get some legal advice.
Sir, I'm just trying to make a record.
Right, right.
In case he has to challenge this.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll second your motion.
Okay, so make a motion that based on the information that we have, based on the things that were brought up as far as the circumstances being illegally DOC not having the right to impose those conditions. I do also want to note that Mr. Medina did waive his probable cause hearing. He did notice that he did waive the probable cause hearing at this time. Move to just continue this case until we can get the legal advice and legal representation.
Okay, well, we will continue. Board members, remember, just for the record, that we cannot discuss this until, except for our discussion with the legal advisor, we cannot discuss this among ourselves outside of that. So we don't want to create any conflict. So we will not be able to discuss it among ourselves as we cannot with any hearing. So with that, you're finished,
Mr. Medina?
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you have any objection to this case being continued? You've been able to hear the discussion and conversation taking place. I just want to make sure that you are understanding of what we're doing.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
And I do agree.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Miller?
Yes.
You said you're still on the line. We want to thank you for taking the time to participate in the call at this time. We are going to continue this case. That's going to conclude the hearing at this particular time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Medina,
yes, sir.
Don't hang up the phone. If you would set the phone down and put the CO3 on the line.
Okay, thank you.
This is CO3 Borough.
Yes, we'll go ahead with the next hearing.
Okay, give me just a minute to swap out the inmates, and do you care if I push on hold?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, all right, let me push on hold while I get these guys swapped out. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
that's a good sign or a bad sign.
I want to believe that Mr. Luna will up. Mr. Luna? I believe that he's...
Reminds me of the song, Yakety Yak.
Oh, that's awesome.